The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chagiga Daf Yotes. We're learning on the sugyas of Tumah v'Taira, the Milas, the Rabbonon, that are in Kodesh of Truma. There's a whole list in the Mishnah, and each one will be a discussion, Be'ez Hashem, the Gemara. We have the privilege of Daf Yotes, which normally we don't have. We don't have a Masechta Gemara and Masechta Mikvos. Certain places in Shas where we have the privilege to literally jump in the water of Mikvos, the sugis in the Dorm, the sugis in Gittin, and one of the places where we get a taste of Mikvos is in Chagiga Daf Yotes. So we're going to use the opportunity to discuss some of the fundamentals of how a mikvah is built, some of the fundamentals and lumdas of the dinim of the mikvah. They're not just dry, pardon, no pun intended, they're not dry halachas, but there's actually there are fundamental ideas, there are svaras, there are yesodis that underlie each part of the halachas of mikvahs. What's discussed in the Gemara is a Mishnah in mikvahs of, actually the Gemara is discussing it mitzad a person who is toivel, a person who is covered over by main mikvah, shalai b'kavona to be toivel. He's not l'schavin, because that's what our Mishnah is discussing, the kavona of a toivel for kodesh, the kavona of a toivel for truma, and so on and so forth, or just stam a person who's toivel in a mikvah. Midaraisa, obviously, all the levels of tefillah are the same. Person's toivel in a mikvah, but those are the dinim de rabbonon that we find in our Mishnah. Milus also be truma, milus also be kodesh. What's discussed in the Gemara, which gets us into a discussion of mikvahs, not the kavona of the person who's toivel in the mikvah, but the mikvah, the construction of the mikvah itself, is a Mishnah of galshen nitla shuboya boim so. A wave was dislodged from the yam. Water was flowing along. There's a splash of water, and a big wave comes in. A person is standing on the beach, and a big wave comes in, covers him, and he's covered over by a boim so. Water of an ocean is kosher l'tvila. Is that called a ma'isa tvila? Is that a mikvah, the water that's flying through the air? Big, huge wave. It has a boim so. A person has to be tovel in a mikvah of a boim so. That's true. Is that a mikveh? Is it not a mikveh? The Gemara says that there would be a mokum to be goizer midrabonon or to chayd l'shol g'shomim. Chayd l'shol g'shomim is not kosher l'tvila. What chayd l'shol g'shomim? So Rashi explains over here, based on a concept which is also a mikveh tyrist, it's also in Gittin, hanitzuk v'aketapris en echibah, which basically means there's rainwater, picture side of a rocky side of a mountain, where sort of the side of the mountain is like steps, right? It's not, there's no flat incline. There's a place where there's a steep descent, then it levels out, and there's another steep descent. There's one level on the mountainside where there's rainwater, pouring rain, and that water, when it flows downward on the mountain, is in one place, and then there's a splash of water that goes through the air and connects that water above with water below. Now the issue is not so much an issue by us of our boim so. When we make a mikveh, we make it behidur av. But in the Mishnayis, in the days of old, till recently, sometimes there was a real problem in getting together our boim so of rainwater. And it's salt, so it could still be a problem. So in order to get, I recently heard a story about a mikveh that was being constructed in California where they really had a problem. There's not that much rain, we take it for granted. But in order to get our boim so in one place, sometimes there are halachic stratagems that have to be used. Where water is, let's say 20 so of water above, 20 so of water below, the water is connected because there's a steady stream that goes through the air, connects the water above to the water below. Is that chibur, a chibur that then the two pools of eshim so are considered one mikvah boim so? That's debatable, and on that we have a Mishnah Taras that tells us Nitzuk v'ketapris ein echibur. That does not connect two bodies of water to consider them one. Means the basic structure of a mikvah, the first halacha of mikvahs is that the shear of a mikvah has to be aboim so. We know that there's halacha of mayim shuvim. The water has to be in its place naturally. You can't fill water from a tap in a bucket and pour it into a mikvah. The water has to be there naturally. How do we fill our mikvahs? So we have a tzinor, we have a pipe that leads from a place where rainwater fell in naturally into the boir, and that connects it to the mikveh, and all the water that's in our mikvahs are considered connected. We're going to leave how to connect different things of water in the sense of a pipe aside, but we're talking now about two bodies of rainwater that are connected by a natural splash from one place to another. Say we're talking about the yam. There was a makom to ask the yam. We don't ask the yam. It's not like chad l'shamayim. Okay, that's halacha A. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos brings us deeper into the world of mikvahs. Tosfos dibur maskil nigzar to chadlus, and Tosfos in discussing the concept over here in the Gemara throws us two halachas. We're talking over here about a gal shel yam, right? We're talking about not rainwater. We're talking about ocean water. We're talking about an ocean wave that was dislodged, and there's a connection from place to place. Tosfos says there's two possible explanations for this halacha. One explanation for this halacha of why there would be a tzad, that it would be possible, would be because of a psul of zoichlin. What zoichlin? Another basic rule of Hilchos Mikvos is that a mikveh has to be built by ashbarin. Ashbarin is what the Mishnayos and Mikvos refer to as water that's stationary. Ashbarin means stationary. By the way, when we build mikvos, one of the things that we pour, literally, we pour cement, we pour hundreds of thousands of dollars into making new mikvos, the bottom of the mikveh has to be crack-free, totally crack-free. Old mikvahs that are being repaired, this is very often a problem. The older mikvahs in towns where there used to be thriving Jewish communities, and now the community is dying out, those mikvahs sometimes are really problematic. One of the main problems that Rabbanim have to deal with is making sure that the bottom of the mikveh is crack-free. Why? Because once there's water seepage from the ground, then that water is not stationary. The water that's in the mikveh is not in a stationary matziv. It's flowing. You and I wouldn't call it a flow of water, but to a certain extent, halacha looks at that as a flow of water. The water is not stationary. There's a constant stream of water moving from place to place. A mikveh has to be bashbar, but the Mishnayos and Mikvahs tell us that mayim chayim, natural water, not rainwater that fell into this place, but water that's flowing from a natural source, water that's coming out of a spring in the ground, water that's flowing from a natural source, is kosher bezchila. Zchila means like the Torah says, by a snake, that zoicheles. It's flowing, it's streaming, it's kosher. That's one of the halachas that are different in a mayon as opposed to a mikveh. Mayon and mikveh, two different things. One is kosher only by shbarin, a mayon is kosher bezchila, not only by shbarin. A. B is another halacha. The halacha of our boim so, and again, let's go back. A would be a possible explanation of gal shel nitlash. It's in a matzav of schila. Okay. The second halacha, fundamental, that we have to know from mikvois, is that the water, which is in a mikveh, the shear that we know to be true of a mikveh, our boim so, is not true by a mayon. A mayon does not have a halacha of needing aboyim so. Now, what's interesting is that if a person were to be toivel in a mayon, he would need to be toivel in aboyim so. But let's say a kli, why? Because the shear of a person, his tvila has to take place in aboyim so. But the mayon itself is kosher as a functionary mikveh to be metayer even without aboyim so nafkamina tvila skelu. You'd be able to be toivel a kli. Kli doesn't have to be aboyim so. You take a teaspoon and you dip it into a mikveh that's less than aboyim so, it's not a mikveh, it's possible. But dip it into a mayon, into a stream, and this is anybody who doesn't want to be toivel in a mikveh, if you have a natural stream in the back of the bungalow colony, a brook that streams out of the ground, you can make tefillas kelim in the brook. And you make the brook, it's kosher, it's not a problem. The fact that it's less than aboyim so is not a problem, it's only a problem when it comes to tefillas odor. And the fact that it has to be aboyim so is a sheer only in a mikveh of Ashbarin, only in a mikveh of rainwater, not in a mikveh that comes from a natural source, a mikveh of mayim chayim. So Tosfos says, possibility B for discussing our halacha of gal shel nitlash uboy aboyim so would be to pasul that gal shel nitlash in the context of it not being aboyim so. Why is it not aboyim so? Because there's less than aboyim so in one place. Sach HaKoel, the two bodies of water are connected, like we said, nitzug v'katapris, they're connected by a non-stationary stream of water. That stream of water does not connect those two bodies of water. Each body of water is considered less than aboyim so. You can't be toivel on it. And Tosis discusses both of them in the context of Yam. What Tosis says, B'shem Rav Elchanan, Mi'oim Rav Elchanan, that you have to say that what's going on over here is because of the reason of Katapis Enechibur, because there's less than Aboim So, and the stream of water that connects the two bodies does not connect halachically the two bodies. Each one is considered less than Aboim So. He says, why? Because a yam is kosher b'schila. That can't be the discussion. Galsha nitlash would not be possible because it's b'schila, because it's natural water. It's only a problem like a tapis. Okay, so Tosus says, possibility A, possibility B. Tosus, B'shem Rav Elchanan, says that the real reason by galsha nitlash, the real reason why to be geyser, is because it's possible out a lack of chibur, a lack of defined connection between two bodies of water, each one is less than Aboim So, but not because of the problem of Schilah. The problem is that this Tosus seems to be so one of the fundamental sources in Rishonim that we use to understand the nature of Hilchus Mikvois. What's that? There's a Trumas Rivosh that discusses different aspects of Hilchus Mikvois, the Goyim in Yerideh, the Halachos of Mikvois in Simin Reish, and over there, the Goyim brings this Rivash and he agrees to a halacha. The Rivash says that these two halachas that we call A and B, the halacha A of a mayon as opposed to a mikvah being kosher b'schila, not only by shbayin, B, the halacha that a mayon fundamentally does not have a shear of arboim so, the shear of arboim so in tefillas adam is a shear in his tefillah, it's not a shear in the mikvah itself. Tefillas kelim we said would be kosher in a mayan b'pochus me'aboyim so, as opposed to a mikvah, a regular mikvah, where the shear of aboyim so says that it's not a mikvah at all, it's less than aboyim so. That is the basic shear in the mikvah. It's not only a shear in the tefillah me'mela kli, which is less than aboyim so, doesn't take up that space, would be kosher. The Rivosh says that those two halachas are one and the same. B'radova, what does that mean? He says that the reason why, the Rivosh is an interesting point, if you think about it, it's a basic assumption which shouldn't necessarily be made, but all of us have this assumption. What's that? Take two people, put one of them all the way up by the top of America, by Minneapolis, where is it? Minneapolis. Where's the Mississippi River start? All the way up in Minnesota, near the Great Lakes. The other person is standing in the port, in the harbor of New Orleans, by the bottom of the Mississippi River, where it flows into the Gulf of Mexico and then into the Atlantic Ocean. Are those two people standing by one body of water? They're 3,000 miles, whatever it is, 2,500 miles apart from each other. Are those two people connected? Are they, the two of them stick their big toe into the water, are they both sticking their toes into the same water? I mean, if two people were standing next to each other by a pool in a hotel and they both stuck their big toe into the pool, we would say that both of them are immersing their toe in the same body of water. Is that true also about the Mississippi River? Now, we look at the Mississippi River as one. What about, let's say, all the rivers that branch off? The Missouri River, the Tennessee River, the Arkansas River, whatever it is. I forgot my geography by now. Do we look at all those people as all being immersed, of putting their feet into the same body of water? What defines two different points in one water as one body of water? So we would answer the fact that the water is connected. If there's a break in the water, the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean, they're not connected. Even that is not true, because the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean are connected if you go all the way down to the bottom of South America. If you go around the bottom of South America, then they're connected. If you go around, if you follow, what was his name, the Spanish in 1519 that went down the side of South Africa, went around the Cape of Good Hope, and came up into the Pacific. Came up into the Indian Ocean of, you know, in order to get to India. Is that called one body of water? It's connected. Says the Rivash, let's get back to Halacha, says the Rivash that the only thing that defines two points of water as being in the same body of water is only if that water is stationary. If the water is flowing, then there's two different points, it's two different places, two different bodies of water. They're connected, so what? So what? That does not make it into one place. What makes something in one, any droplet of water into being connected to the next body of water that's considered Aboim So? Only, says the Rivash, if the water is stationary, then all that water that's gathered together, we'll use the Lashon of the Torah, Yikavu HaMayim, the Torah defines a mikvah The word mikveh does not mean water. The word mikveh means a gathering place of water. That gathering place, if all the water is gathered in one basin and it's stationary, that's all one body of water. That's a connection. That becomes a boim so. But if it's bischila, if it flows, then there's nothing defining it as one body of water. There's no shia boim so. So the starting point is the fact that a mayon does not have to be a boim so. Memela it's kosher bischila. Because you don't have to connect, you don't have to make it into one body of water that has a boim so. A person has to be toivel in aboim so, we said. How's that kosher by a mayon? The Teretz is, as far as his tefillah is concerned, he's immersing in aboim so. You don't need that the body of water should be considered one body of water. There's no din in a mayon that it has to be one body of water of aboim so. It could be 1,000 bodies of water. Every droplet of water could be a different mikvah. But the fact of the matter is, he's being toivel, his ma'aseh tefillah is in aboim so. This is the Rivosh, the Goin. Is with the Rivosh, the Goyim Paskins, the Rivosh La'alocha. Tosfos by us that debates and says there's two points. There's the fact that two points of water that are connected by a gal, by a wave, are not considered one body of water. It's chosa aboyim so. And then there's the second point, there's chila. And he says, ayam, you have one, you don't have the other. Katapis is a problem, but chila is not. What we see is that chila is a different chosar. What we see from Taisus is not like the Rivosh. We see that Taisus holds that there's two different concerns. Otherwise, you can't talk about which one is a problem by Yam, which one is not a problem by Yam. If one's not a problem, the other one doesn't exist. Both problems of Schilo and of Chibur, of Fox Mirabah himself, are one and the same. So we see from Taisus not L'Chayra, not like the Rivosh. In a related idea, the Gemara over here brings a Tesefta, Matbilin Biroshin, of a wave that's Magil La'oretz, but Leib Kippin. Rashi says by us that what that means is that water that's flying through the ear, if a person is toiling water as it's not on the ground, that's not a mikveh. Ain't mikveh ba'avir, Rashi says. Ain't Matbilin ba'avir. Shele Omra Toiru, Rashi says, mikveh shel avir letvilo. Water that's flying through the ear is not a mikveh. Water has to be on a ground. As I state in Rashi, the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvoyos Perek Tes Halacha Yud Ches doesn't say that there's a fundamental of Hilchos Mikvoyos, the water has to be on the ground. It says the water that's flying through the air is considered Zoichlin. Says the Beis Yosef in Yerudei Simrei Shalom that according to the Rambam, since the Chesaron is a Chesaron in Schilo, in a Mayon there is no Chesaron by Schilo. Again, like we said, according to Rivosh, that Halacha of Schilo is a Chesaron in the Shir of Abba Yimson, the Mikvah. According to the Tosfos, it would sound like Schila has a life of its own. It's a problem of its own. Water that's flowing is not a mikveh. Water that's in stationary in one place is a mikveh, and a mayon doesn't have that din. According to the Rambam, a mayon, which is kosher b'schila, would be kosher. Even water that's, picture, let's say, standing underneath, you know what? Picture standing underneath the Grand Canyon. The spray of the Grand Canyon, it could be a boim son, any one drop that hits a person. All that covers a person, it's in the ear. It's water in the ear. Let's say the person's not on the ground. Right? The person is, let's say, suspended in the ear and the water covers him. Is that considered that he was nitval in a natural water source? Rashi says there's no such thing as a mikveh ba'avir. The Rambam says that no. The Rambam says the problem is the problem of schila. But if it's a natural water source, it's not rainwater, but it's mayim chayim, then it wouldn't be a problem. As I state in Beis Yosef, comes along the Avnei Nezer, and the Avnei Nezer is mechadish that even according to Rashi that says the problem is that water that's flying through the ear is not a mikveh, that problem is only a problem by a mikveh and not by a mayon. He brings the Be'erish of Miriam, which is according to what the Sefer Kabbalah tells us, the Be'erish of Miriam after the 40 years of the Dor HaMidbar went into the Yam Kineres. It's brought down that the Arizal took his Talmud Rav Chaim Vital there to drink from the Be'er Shalim in order to be able to understand the Seder Satoru. But in any case, the water would seem to be not stationary, but it's in the ear or something. What's brought down this far, that would also be considered, the person could be tovel in it. That's what Avnei Nezer brings down. Why would there be a psul in a mikveh, not in a mayon? So it's like we said before, a mikveh, the word mikveh does not mean water. The word mikveh means Al Shem Yukovu Amayim, the water should gather together. The Tzura, when the Torah says Mikve Moyim, the Torah is talking about a body of water which is stationary. A person is toivel in a body of water. What considers that a body of water? The fact that it's stationary. Not because of the shear that has to be on by himself. This is more, like we said, the Tosfos. The din of schila in a mikveh is because there's something called mikveh moyim. There's something else called mayim chayim. A person will be toivel in mayim chayim. What's mayim chayim? Not because it's a mikveh, not because it's stationary. Water that comes from a natural source, a person can be toivel. There's no shear by himself, but that's a separate halacha. There's halacha that a person will be toivel in mayim chayim. Why would it have to be bashmoyim? Why would it have to be stationary? It's kosher even b'schilin. The reason why a mikveh, our mikvahs, have to be bashmoyim, and we're so makbid on that, is because it has to be a kibui, it has to be a gathering of water. The gathering of water together is only when it's stationary, that's only when there's no schilin. That would be the two halachas over here. And Melu says, that even according to Rashi, the flying through the ear is just a chsonin in being gathered together in one place. By a mayan, that's not true. So if you'd be standing in the spray, oh, what do they call it, the big wave that comes down from Niagara, that would be a kosher tefillah. Let's add one more point. The way we're saying, according to the Taisa and the Rivash, we could discuss is the psul of schila, a chesaron in the psul of schila, a chesaron in the shame of it being Yekova Amayim, of it being a stationary water. There's another way to say it. We could say that the psul of schila is a psul in the tvila itself. Like similar to what we said, that even if a mayon does not have a din of Aboyim So, but a person has to be toivel in Aboyim So, the maisa tvila of an Adam has to be in Aboyim So. There's an interesting discussion between Tshuva's Beis Shlomo with Reb Shlomo Kluger. Beis Shlomo was one of the great poskim, Galitzia, one of the Mamish the poskim of Galitzia in the mid 1800s. Reb Shlomo Kluger, Mamish Aruch B'Dori, also one of the Gedolei Ador. In that door, they had a back and forth on whether the psul of Zchila is a problem in when the mikveh was made. You can say when you make the mikveh, there was a place of seepage on the bottom of the mikveh, that would clearly pass on the mikveh. What happens if there's, I don't know the exact case they're talking about, what happens if there's a seepage on the bottom of the mikveh which is only lefi shor? It was only there, and the person was toivel in the mikveh, was his tefillah kosher while the mikveh was leaking a little bit? The mikveh was made, the water was put in, and the water was the bottom of the mikveh was airtight. There was no seepage. For some period of time there was water a little bit seeping out, and they fixed it while the water was there. What's interesting is Reb Shlomo Kluger wants to taina that it's only in the shame yikovu amayim, the kivui amayim of it being gathered together and creating a shame mikveh, that's where the problem is chilas. If the water was put into the mikveh and it was, the bottom of the mikveh was tight, was crack free, and the mikveh was gathered together, that's a mikveh. The fact that there's leakage afterward wouldn't be a problem. The Beis Shlomo argues, the Beis Shlomo says that tchila is a problem not only when you're creating the shem mikveh, but it's a problem also in the tefillah later on. A tefillah has to be, a maisa tefillah has to be in water that's hashpoyed, not zoichel. Later on when he's toivel, if there's a crack there, lefishah, he's being toivel in a mikveh which is not hashpoyed. That's a problem also. That really revolves around the same point, is the shem tchila a psul for itself? Is it psul b'shas the tefillah, or is it a psul only in the creation of a stationary body of water? So it's really soifiv around the same points. Like we said the Rivash, the Goyim, the Tosfos, which seems not to go with the Savona, and the Nafkemina in the other discussion of Rashi and the Rambam of water that's in the ear, Ein mikveh b'avir, Yesh mikveh b'avir, is that a halacha which is unique in, as part of the halacha of Zeichlin? Well, that's part of a mikveh itself. Part of the shame mikveh is the fact that it's yikovu hamayim, that it's a kivui hamayim, that it's one gathering place.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.